This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. While Donald Trump won the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire last night, Ohio Governor John Kasich came in second. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what that second place means for Kasich. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So John Kasich has said he had to do well in New Hampshire or go home. Did he do well enough?
Well, he's certainly not going home. In fact, he's on his way to South Carolina today. He has more town hall meetings over the next several days in South Carolina, which is the next big test for the Republican field on February 20th. He did very well, given the fact that he started with nothing a year ago going into New Hampshire, but he put all of his resources into, or almost all of his resources, into New Hampshire. He did something like 105 of these town hall meetings in small towns, bigger cities, in all over New Hampshire. New Hampshire's a small state, and 105 town hall meetings, that's a lot of people. And he did a good grassroots campaign. He benefited from the fact that it is an open primary, which means that independents who are not, you know, registered Republicans can vote in that primary. And I think he had a great appeal to them because he was the guy who was talking about we need to stop thinking along partisan lines and start thinking about what's best for the country. Now, he still ended up with his 16%. With less than half of the vote that Donald Trump had. Trump was, you know, obviously the clear winner.
So what is he going to have to do to stay competitive?
He's got a pretty rough row to hoe right now between now and the March 15th Ohio primary. I mean, I think you have to assume that he's going to do very well or win Ohio. And that's a winner-take-all state. You could, you know, win all 66 delegates in his home state. But between now and then, he has some difficult primaries, South Carolina being one of them, Nevada. On March 1st is a Super Tuesday with about 15 states, and many of them are deep South states where he may not have the kind of appeal that he had in a more mainstream, moderate state like New Hampshire. This is sort of Donald Trump, Ted Cruz territory when you get into the deep South. And it's going to be very difficult for him. But I think, you know, his showing yesterday means he's going to be able to raise some more money. He's going to have a higher profile. And he's just going to try to battle his way through, you know, the next several weeks.
Now, Governor Chris Christie has gone home to New Jersey to review his options. He didn't do so well in New Hampshire. If he and others drop out, what will that mean for Kasich?
Well, I mean, obviously, thinning the field out is important for Kasich because, you know, he wants to be the, you know, mainstream Republican alternative to a Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz. Cruz's appeal is largely among the conservative Christian wing of the party. Trump's appeal is basically just to folks who are angry with the direction of the country's going and are looking for something, you know, vastly different. Other candidates are going to drop out. Jeb Bush, he may be able to survive for a while. I'm not sure how much longer. I think Christie is probably gone. People like Ben Carson might as well just pack it up and go away. But I don't think, you know, Rubio is going anywhere anytime soon. And Jeb Bush, you know, I'm not sure about.
So what do you think will happen if John Kasich can stay in the race till the Ohio primary?
Well, if he can stay in the race and still, you know, and pick up some delegates and do respectably in say, that Super Tuesday primaries, he can be very competitive. I mean, obviously, he would be the favorite going into Ohio. In Ohio, because it is being held after March 8th, all of the primaries after March 8th are going to be winner-take-all. And Ohio has 66 delegates to offer. And if he won the state, he would obviously get all of them. And he would be catapulted, you know, maybe, possibly to the front. But, you know, it all depends on how long this Donald Trump phenomenon lasts, if it has legs. It certainly did yesterday in New Hampshire.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.